Call today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want as we launch into hour number three. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free, unlike those other radio talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their sites. Ours is free. Freetalklive.com. All right, I've been selling it all show, so we should probably talk about it. The Ku Klux Klan and neo-Nazis now apparently making some sort of a comeback and now attacking Mexican immigrants, as you might imagine. The roiling American border debate,
you know,
according to the...
I always wonder if these Ku Klux Klan, Ku Klux Klan, whatever you say it. How
hey, you,
say?
It's Ku.
Ku Klux Klan. Whether these are like... So they have some, PR promotions writer for the Ku Klux Klan that says, they write something like this whenever there's some kind of racial debate out there, and they write something, and then because of their name recognition and their all-around, people just in general hate them. Is that the reason that newspaper companies print them? Because there's all kinds of, white supremacist organizations out there, the Aryan Nation, Aryan Brotherhood, mm-hmm. all that kind of nonsense. Why is it always the Ku Klux Klan?
That's an excellent question. I don't know. If you've got an idea on that one, 800-259-9231. Why the Ku Klux Klan? Why not the Black Panthers or the Aryan Nation or some other hate group? All right. Well, anyway, this is according to the Southern Poverty Law Center, ABC News reporting, the American border debate over immigration has received one of the ugliest chapters in American history and become a vital recruiting tool for hate groups, say experts. The number of hate groups from the Ku Klux Klan to neo-Nazis and skinhead groups has risen by 40% since 2000, from 602 groups to 844, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center, which tracks those groups. And they've turned their jaundiced eye towards Latin Americans, particularly Mexicans, in an alarming number of apparent hate crimes. Take David Richardson, 16, a Mexican-American football star born in Houston. He was beaten nearly to death by two skinheads at a teen party.
Hmm.
They poured bleach on him and beat him mercilessly. Richardson was in a coma for days and suffered massive internal injuries, internal bleeding, and a shattered cheekbone. He's now deaf in one ear. Says, quote, "I just didn't expect my race to become a situation," he told a senior correspondent. Richardson testified before a congressional committee last month about the need for stronger hate crime legislation. I don't know if that's going to solve the problem. Quote, "I don't think there's any question at all that hate crimes against Hispanics and anyone really perceived to be an immigrant are very much on the rise," said the expert from the law center. "The fear is real. An undercover video taken by the BATF, obtained exclusively by ABC News, shows a Klansman building a pipe bomb." Quote, "All you got to do is put the insides in and the powder," Klansman Daniel Schertz can be heard telling an undercover agent. Schertz was later arrested for selling 5 pipe bombs that agents watched him make. He allegedly told an agent that he hoped the bombs would be used to blow up a bus full of Latinos. He was sentenced to 14 years in prison. So just a few examples of some of the just despicable people that there are out there in this country. And I think it's quite a sickness.
Yeah, it's really sad to beat somebody up over their race.
I hope that this will have a backlash. I know that if I was... I really feel that it might, because whenever the Ku Klux Klan jumps on board with something and says, it's great to hate Mexicans, well, maybe that'll make some of the people who are on the fence who aren't really sure if it's xenophobic to hate illegal immigrants
maybe
go,
they'll
well,
back away?
Exactly, like, whoa, if you guys are on that side, yeah. I don't want to be. So.
See, I think that that's largely what it is. Most Americans, the vast majority of Americans, just can't get on the side of the Ku Klux Klan.
Right.
But when they see that they're on it, maybe hopefully someone will jump off.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent point. And so maybe we should bring that up next time we've got some anti-immigration zealot on the line. Oh, are you a member of the Ku Klux Klan? You know, they share your viewpoint. Of course, then again, someone could make that point about us and say that, well, the Ku Klux Klan believes in free speech and so does Free Talk Live. Because while I don't like the Ku Klux Klan, mm-hmm. I despise racism, and I think the people involved in those groups are completely despicable and just bad people. At the same time, I certainly support their freedom to spew their hatred. I mean, if they want to go and get on the air and spew hatred or go and have a little hate protest, that's one thing. But to harm another person, to bring to harm another person, is a complete other thing. And I don't think that the suggestion that hate crime legislation is a solution is correct. A crime should be a crime. If you hurt somebody, you should get in trouble for hurting that person. If you murder someone, it should be a murder charge. It shouldn't be murder plus hate.
Right. Because, it's essentially a thought crime.
Right. Exactly. And it's, you know, somebody's lost their life. That's what the issue is. Somebody's family is without a son or a daughter. Somebody is boyfriend or girlfriend or without a significant other, a husband or wife, without their loved one. It doesn't matter if they were white or black or Hispanic or whatever. So the issue isn't, when it comes to violence, the issue hate shouldn't be a factor. It may be part of the investigation, say, okay, well, this is why this happened. You know, he was attacked because of his race, and that's fine. Out these people for what they really are. You know, let us know that not only was this person murdered or harmed, but they were harmed based on their race. I'd like to know that information about the person, but I don't think that means necessarily they should face extra prison time. Do you agree or disagree? 800-259-9231. How do you feel about so-called hate crime legislation?
If you beat someone up or cause them harm, chances are we're hating them at that time, at least. So isn't every crime essentially a hate crime?
Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe so, but is greed that much more of a better emotion than hate? I don't think it is, and that's the reason that most property crimes, at least, are committed. Crimes, you know, robberies and that kind of thing. It's, you know, greed and wanting something that somebody else owns. I don't think that any reason, you know, whatever emotional impetus that you have for committing a crime, none of them are good. It's the crime that's wrong.
Right. And I think the hate crime legislation could really be an impetus or a Pandora's box, if you will, in that, okay, let's say the government passes this hate crime legislation that makes it so that if there's some way to show that the assailant was hating the victim, then they get an extra 5 years in jail. Well, what categories are we going to accept that people can hate others based on? Clearly, race is going to be the first one on the table. But what if I hate someone because they wear glasses? What if I hate someone because they're too short or too fat or too skinny? Or wear the wrong color clothing. Isn't it possible for people to hate based on those factors? Is race the only factor that people can hate based on? And if not, and it certainly isn't in my opinion, then what other factors will, again, the Pandora's box reveal? What will people, I mean, will everything just get tagged as a hate crime eventually?
I don't know. I mean, they're all something bad.
Right.
Know, some bad emotion.
And how's that going to make, if people start getting in trouble for committing hate crimes at the same time they're harming someone else, how's that going to make victims' families feel when they might know in their heart of hearts that so-and-so was killed because, let's say it's a white kid that killed another white kid. You know, so-and-so was killed because he's a, because he was, you know, not wearing Tommy Hilfiger jeans or something absurd like that. But let's just say that they know for a fact this person was being hated, but there's just no evidence. You know, he didn't say, "I hate you," before shooting him. You know, if there's no actual tangible occurrence of hate, then wouldn't that disappoint the families that were hoping to get as tough of a sentence as they possibly could? Oh, sorry, this murderer can't get the maximum sentence because we didn't find any evidence that he hated his victim. Isn't that sort of an insult to those families?
It is. I mean, why should one murderer get more time than another based
right.
on motive?
Yeah, talk about making legislation. If this does go through, it would be legislation without any thought behind it. It's emotional legislation based on emotion, so it can't get any more asinine than that.
Absolutely. And just jumping back to the root topic of immigration, we're seeing a lot of this sort of anti-immigrant fervor in the United States, and I'm with you on this one, Mark. I believe it really comes down to a deep-rooted sort of racism that's still prevalent throughout America. I don't know how many people feel, and I don't know how many people in America feel this anti-immigrant sentiment, but it certainly seems like a lot, doesn't it? There's a lot of people, and maybe it only seems that way because, you know, these guys get on the radio and they spout off their anti-immigrant rhetoric and their hatred, and maybe that's why it just seems that way because, you know, a lot of people in the religious movement aren't as extreme as the people that get on the radio and spout off their viewpoint. So maybe Americans really aren't as hating as we might think that they are.
A lot of them are just ignorant, I think.
I think that's a huge factor. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, something a little bit light, the 10 most ridiculous lawsuits. Mark Scottum, this is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where there's a wiki Over 1,300 pages created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. See what I mean by heading over to wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. And wouldn't it be great to have an ex-narcotics officer be your personal coach to help keep you from getting busted with marijuana? Go to NeverGetBusted.com to view clips of the recently released DVD that has gained world attention. NeverGetBusted.com. Let's go to the phones and talk to Eddie in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Eddie.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
Oh, I just had a few statistics I'd like to tell you, if it's all right.
Sure.
Well, the first one is the FBI hate crime statistics category. All right? There's a black on white hate crime. There's white on black hate crime. There's white on Hispanic hate crimes. But there's no Hispanic on white. If a Hispanic attacks a white, the FBI labels it as a white-on-white crime. Then you have La Raza, which is the Mexican group, which is the race. You have Mecha, which is another hate group, which is the Mexican race, everything, all the other races, nothing. And if you've watched recently a lot of the illegal alien protests, we want our legalization, many of the signs read, "The Europeans go home. This is our land, not yours."
Well, I can kind of understand that sentiment that they have.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying, they're vilified for their race, largely. A lot of them are probably considered to be illegal when they're in fact legal. They're just sort of lumped into this category. They are the lowest on the economic scale. They're way down on the economic scale, and in fact. A lot of them have more claim to the land than we do, and they're being told, get the hell out of the United States.
Ask that to the Pueblo Indian tribe that's in Arizona. These Mexicans that are coming up here saying the Southwest is theirs, call the Pueblo Indians. They have an 800 number saying, I have no idea who these people are who are saying this is their land, that they're the original inhabitants, when it's not true at all. The Mexicans that are coming up are from the Aztec land, which was Central Mexico, which was Mexico City. They were never up here for hundreds of not until the last few hundred years when the original Spanish conquerors came up in.
Okay, and what's your point?
But it's not a legitimate claim anyway. Like, I wouldn't
claim at all. The Pueblo Indians will tell you are.
I know. I'm not saying it's a legitimate claim. I'm saying it's an illegitimate claim. I would concur with you. I wouldn't say that the Pueblo Indians, for that matter, I own property in Sarasota, Florida. Do you think that it's fair that the Seminoles come and demand that land back? No.
No,
I don't either. I understand what they're saying, go home. It's more of a general statement. I'm not saying they're right, man. I'm just saying that everybody, free people should be able to cross borders freely.
I will have to differ with that one. But
I bet you will.
That's because you support the police state.
Right.
No, I don't support a police state. I support.
Oh, yeah? What do you support?
I'm not even going to get into that because I've already talked about that. You're going to talk about a police state, but that's one thing I'm totally
against.
Well,
that's what you support, and you're just scared to talk about it now because
truth. Here's the one, and I'm going to say it this. You're trying to make it look like the Ku Klux Klan's white boys, all the bad ones. We have Mecca, La Raza, you have the NAACP.
Anybody that hates others for the color of their skin, I think are despicable, sir.
Let me just say that the FBI hate crimes has no.
You've already said that. Do you have anything else?
So according to the FBI, Hispanics cannot attack white people in a hate crime way because they are then labeled white. So when you
I didn't know there were hate crimes. I thought that legislation had yet to be passed.
Well,
this is news to me.
The FBI keeps statistics on.
You're just saying this is their statistics.
And it's not like, if they do commit the crime that they're getting away with it. What we're advocating is that everybody be treated fairly.
Can I say this?
Do you have a problem with fairness?
I have a problem when people attack me, and then all of a sudden I'm told I got to still live with these people. I live in the inner city of Cleveland.
Wait, who's attacked you?
Oh, I've been attacked. In 1993, I had two black men attack me, kick in my front door. The only thing that saved me was my Second Amendment right. I had two Hispanics attack me in 2001, but thank goodness I was able to get away from that. In my neighborhood, I never see whites attack Hispanics, whites attack blacks. I always see whites being attacked. But this is one thing that's hidden from the truth, that whites commit crimes against blacks and Hispanics about 7 to 8 times less than vice versa. But that's all but it's all hidden.
I would say that there's racism on both sides. I would also say that when you're talking about racism that comes from an upper class to a lower class, that it is more understandable when they lash out. I mean, aren't you supposed to be the better one?
We're all supposed to be the same, supposedly. But why
I would
am I
agree
being
with that. But what I hear coming out of your what I hear coming out of your mouth doesn't sound like fairness to me. It sounds to me like I am being discriminated against. So therefore, I am right in discriminating against those people.
What I'm saying is, you're acting like the Ku Klux Klan are the only bad guys, and the white people can only be.
Who's acted like that? I already told you, Eddie, that I don't like anybody that hates anybody else for the color of their skin.
On your show, you need to start talking about Mecha, which is the Mexican race, everything.
Guess what, Eddie? You just called in and talked about it. Thanks for your call. 800-259-9231. He acts like we're on the air every night talking trash about the Ku Klux Klan. He acts like this is a nightly topic for Free Talk Live.
No, it's not.
This is the first time we've talked about hate groups in a long time on Free Talk Live. Okay. Yeah. Well, I mentioned the Black Panthers earlier. I mentioned, I didn't mention Mecha or whatever. Whoop-dee-doo.
I don't even know what Mecha is.
There's 50 different hate groups out there.
But I would also say that, that white people's dislike of Hispanics is codified in law, or at least it's enforced largely by the use of our immigration policy. Do you understand what I'm saying? We go after, it's easy for the ICE people to go after, and therefore they do what's easy. They go after the illegal Mexicans because, well, we know what Mexicans look like. They look like them. Let's go after them. It's hard to go after illegal Poles because, who knows where they are and what they're doing. There's not that many of them.
I'd like to point out that the, Eddie had his little case study where he said that he was beaten or he was attacked by a couple black guys and he was attacked by a couple of Hispanics, but he's never been attacked by white people. And he said he's never seen any white people attack other white people in his neighborhood.
You mean white people attack other races, I thought is what he was talking about.
Whatever.
Okay.
Anyway, it was his case study, and then he alluded to some statistics. I'd just like to say that in my case study, I've never known anyone to be attacked by anyone but white people. I've known plenty of people who've been attacked by white people, harmed by white people, essentially beaten by white people, and so I just wanted to counter his case study there.
There are
people that are just thuggish on all sides.
I've seen all kinds of races attack all kinds of races for all kinds of different reasons, and sometimes their own races, and it doesn't mostly what these things are promulgated by is greed. And what I'm trying to say is that white people's racism, since we're sort of in charge, at least from the view of an outside race, it's codified in law. We prevent a certain amount of Mexicans coming here. So they're discriminated against.
The government does.
Yeah, the government does. But, if you're gonna make huge generalizations about race, you have to draw them about white people, too. I don't think we should. So we discriminate against Mexicans coming here already. That's an attack on them. Why wouldn't they feel like attacking?
I just wanted to back up what Ian said real quickly, and I've lived here forever, and I've only known white people to attack other people. So
800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex.
all-natural Non-X clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Non-X nail gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Non-X nail gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Non-X gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X nail gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Automakers in the oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean planet. SFR Green's Protecta reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams on our site, broadband and dial-up versions. Two sizes should fit virtually any internet connection, so just go and enjoy them for free. They're on us, freetalklive.com. As we continue with the phone calls, let's go to William in Tennessee. You're on the amplifier line. Hello, William.
Hey, just real quick, I'm half Hispanic, and I've never kicked my own butt before.
It's good to know.
So, but y'all were talking about gold earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said something about someone finding a lot of gold and that increasing the gold supply and devaluing gold.
Right.
But that wouldn't be the case. The person that were to find the gold would all of a sudden become very rich, because beyond just a paper meaningless value, it also has an intrinsic value plus a tangible value.
Well, I can tell you a couple of historical incidents where, for instance, the king of Mali went to Mecca in the 12th century, and he had just, you know, spread out gold, you know, just spent so much gold while he was in Egypt, the prices in Egypt increased tenfold overnight. That's the prices, because there was so much gold, and it collapsed both the Egyptian and the Melanese economies. Similarly, readily availability of gold and silver in the New World caused hyperinflation in the Spanish economy, right after the discovery of the New World. So it's happened.
I don't, I don't really think that would happen.
But it has happened.
Because we have so many industrial uses for gold now.
I would say that does, you know, that makes a difference, sure. But, you know, at the same time, if you increase the supply of gold, then, you know, the price is going to go down. Anytime you change the supply, it changes the value and of that particular item.
The only reason gold is worth so much is because it's scarce. If we suddenly found out New England was placed on not granite but gold, gold would be virtually worthless.
William?
Well, my cousin is an economics PhD. He's mm-hmm. actually done research on the economics of bling, and he's reduced it to the base need of a person with a lot of gold has a much better chance of wooing a woman and procreating with her.
Than regular money? Or are you just using the term gold? Are you just using the term gold in general, like for money or what?
Positional goods, like gold that you can see. Because you can't see how much money a man has in his pocket, but
gotcha.
You can see how much gold he has around his neck.
Right, like rims and stuff like that.
I'm not
that.
Sure you're going to get the hot, yeah. necessarily, I don't know if you're putting out the right bait to get the particular, well, it depends on the kind of fish you're trying to catch, right? but if you're trying to get that wife fish, you know, a good woman who's going to treat you well and love you for who you are.
Rims aren't
going to
be a factor?
Rims are not as good as gold because at the very least.
Gold rims.
Gold has, well, just gold has value. No, you can't make rims out of gold.
That's true.
Bend. Gold has value and you can do something with that jewelry as long as you didn't pay a whole bunch of extra retail
on
top of it.
You could plate it with gold, couldn't
but
you?
But rims, take for instance in the late 80s they had the Trues and Vos when they had the little tiny rims on cars. Everybody wanted to have those. Well, what good are those now? Nobody wants those things. You've got to have
big
giant 27-inch rims
spinners.
Now. So rims come and go in value, and they don't hold their value, whereas gold does.
Well, also, William, I mean, what about my point that in the free market economy, I mean, Mark is bringing up these historical examples where, you know, the king of Spain or whatever, well, in Spain, the government officially decreed that gold was the official money. In the free market economy, there is no official decree on anything being money. So if there's an increase in the gold supply, it devalues, it'll devalue gold, and then all the other different metals and whatever else the competing monies are will become more competitive and more valuable.
Oh, exactly.
Very good. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, Mark, the 10 most absurd, was it? Most
ridiculous
mm-hmm. lawsuits of all time.
Okay, let's see, this is from the personal injury lawyer directory dot, is it the-injury-lawyer-directory.com.
Why didn't they just register ambulance chasers?
I don't know. because that's not as nice.
Okay.
Sometimes people are helped by personal injury attorneys.
Sure.
The 10 most ridiculous lawsuits of all time. Some people will try anything to make a million. Ever thought of suing someone because they look like you? Check out this and other frivolous lawsuits for a laugh, and don't try them yourself. Frivolous lawsuits are rarely made it through the courts and usually wind up costing the plaintiff.
As it should be.
Number one, if I just drink enough beer, women will love me, right? In 1991, Richard Overton sued Anheuser-Busch for $10,000. He claimed to have suffered emotional distress, mental injury.
Wait, let me guess, because he didn't get oodles and oodles of blonde women falling all over him and waterfalls and that sort of thing?
Very good. he claimed to have suffered emotional distress, mental injury, and financial loss because drinking beer did not make his fantasies of beautiful women in tropical settings come true to life, as he claimed it had advertised, driving him to buy and drink more Bud Light. The case was dismissed. I don't know. I mean, that's what they're advertising, right?
So wait, the fact that he didn't get the hot ladies in the waterfalls meant that he drank more?
No, that's not that.
It depressed him, and so he drank more.
No, he's saying that he drank in order to get those things, because that's what the commercials showed, and
right.
he didn't get them.
I realize that, but I thought that then he went and drank more he didn't get the things.
It says that he didn't get them, as it claimed it had advertised,
right.
driving him to buy more Bud Light. I don't think that
I see. The advertisement drove him to buy
Yeah, the advertising drove him. That's the way I see these.
So he didn't start drinking Bud Light because of the advertisements. He was already a drinker. He just bought more, but he figured if he bought more, then he'd have more women.
I don't know the answer.
You've got to be a drunk to think in this way.
If you can't sue the system, Sue yourself. In 1995, Robert Lee Brock sued himself for $5 million. He claimed that he had violated his own civil rights and religious beliefs by allowing himself to get drunk and commit crimes, which landed him in the Indian Creek Correctional Center in Virginia, serving a 23-year sentence for grand larceny, breaking and entering. What could he possibly have to gain by suing himself? Since being in prison prevented him from having an income, he expected the state to pay his to pay. The case was thrown out.
Wow.
Criminals need not bear the responsibility for their crimes alone when the real money is in Hollywood. 1996, the family of Patsy Ann Byers sued Oliver Stone, Warner Brothers, and others involved in making the distribution of the movie Natural Born Killers for an unspecified amount. They claimed the movie caused Sarah Edmondson and Benjamin Darris to go on a crime spree, which resulted in Edmondson shooting Byers during a robbery, leaving her paralyzed from the chest down. The lawsuit was originally filed in 1995 against Edmondson and Darris, the actual perpetrators of the crime spree. Stone and the others involved in the film were added in 1996. The portion of the case aimed at Stone and his associates was dismissed in 2001. That's 5 years later.
Wow.
That would have been a very dangerous precedent if they had won that case.
Sure it would. So Jack Thompson would have backed that one up.
Since winter, Haunted House is frightening. 2000, a name, Somebody Peters, sued Universal Studios for $15,000. She claimed to have suffered extreme fear, mental anguish, and emotional distress due to visiting Universal Studios' Halloween Horror Nights Haunted House, which she said was too scary. So she sued for $15,000 for being scared. At a haunted house.
Wow.
When kids commit heinous crimes, who's responsible?
She should definitely not. I mean, Halloween Horror Nights really freaks people out.
Mm-hmm.
You should give them a tip.
Yeah. You know exactly what you're getting into when you go to a place like that.
I don't know that you know necessarily the first time you go, but, you know, it's you were warned.
Yeah, you're going to be scared. Right. This is our purpose.
Okay. When kids commit heinous crimes, who's responsible? Makers of every video game they've ever played, of course. Mm-hmm. In 2001, Linda Sanders and other family members of Columbine High School shooting victims sued 25 movie and video game companies for $5 billion in a class action lawsuit. They claimed that they were not for movies, including The Basketball Diaries, and video games, including Doom, Duke Nukem, Quake, Mortal Kombat, Resident Evil, MechWarrior, Wolfenstein, Redneck Rampage, and Final Fantasy and Nightmare Creatures, the massacre would not have occurred.
Were it not for those games, my childhood would have been a lot less interesting. Thank goodness for violent video games. You know, they should really consider suing the jocks at Columbine High School that pushed those kids around. That was the real factor. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
No, it wasn't.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide tax relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. You like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you should shop with us at store.freetalklive.com, where we've got all sorts of brand new merchandise for sale, including the hottest item we've ever sold, the Free Talk Live 2GB multi-gadget. It is a 2GB MP3 player. It is also a flash drive. You can just store whatever files you want on it. In addition to that, you can use it as a voice recorder. It's an ebook reader, and yeah, there's all kinds of neat features to it, and it's less than $60. So go and snap that up. It's in pre-order phase, as is our two different style hoodies. We've got the pullover style, which is a little heavier, and then there's zippered style, more for kind of like a fall or spring wear sort of thing. There's also the free marketeer t-shirt, the Free Talk Live ladies t-shirt, the brand new Free Talk Live beanie cap, the Free Talk Live lighter bottle opener combo, and more. So head over to store.freetalklive.com and get your Free Talk Live shopping done. Great way to support the show. Now, when we were going out to break there, Mark, I said that we were talking about the Columbine situation, and I said that the jocks bullying the Columbine kids was a major factor, as I understood it at least.
No, you said that was
motivation.
The reason.
What do you think the reason was?
The reason is because those kids were nuts. You know, couldn't handle it. Everybody's been picked on by jocks, man. And is that an excuse for going around?
I didn't say it was an excuse.
You said it was the reason. It sounds like
the major reason to me. That's not an excuse. It's just the reason. If they hadn't been bullied by those jocks, then that might not have ever happened. Wouldn't you agree?
I don't know the answer to that. They might have gone around capping people anyway. They might have capped somebody else.
It's speculation on both sides.
Somebody's always going to kick you around or push you around or treat you some way you don't want to be treated in life. Is that an excuse to shoot them? No, it's not. And somebody's bound to do it. So, you know, they would have come unglued sometime.
I mean, is it right to say that Cho, he blamed the people at Virginia Tech for being rich on what he did? So is that saying that it's rich people's fault in that? I think that crazy people who go off on murderous rampages are crazy, and there's not much you could do to stop them from hurting other people.
I agree with that. But at the same time, I mean, you guys are discounting the fact that pushing someone around, especially someone who's mentally unstable, and making fun of that person could really do something. some extra damage where the damage might not have been already been done. They might have just gotten their jollies out by playing their violent video games and just stopped there. But because they were, you know, thrown in trash cans or beaten up or called names or whatever incessantly, then that could have really taken a toll. And I think you're just discounting that. I'm not saying it's okay.
You're coming really close to saying it's okay.
Oh, give me a break. What are you talking about?
Yeah, look, man. Life is tough. Life is a series of tough things that happen to you, and then you die one day.
Yes, I understand that, Mark. Thank you.
Those people were just nuts. The Columbine kids were just plain old nuts. If it wasn't the jocks that pushed them around, it might have been their boss that told them they had to come into work on a certain time, and when they didn't feel like it, that they're a loser.
I don't know. I think there's a difference between getting physically, assaulted and beaten up than having your boss tell you you're late for work.
There is a difference, but, I've been just as upset in the adult world at certain things that have happened, certain disappointments that have occurred to me, as I was in high school at the time. You know, the physical aspect doesn't really matter that much. I got beaten up, too. So what?
A lot of people have.
Everybody has. Largely, I would guess.
Certainly a number of people have.
I can't imagine anybody who walked out of high school that said that they didn't feel like they were bullied or treated poorly by somebody.
I think I'm just suggesting that these guys may have been bullied a little bit more than most people were. I don't think most people really get the full brunt of a bully. I think there are certain people that are outcast types, certain people that are excluded, and they get picked on way more than other people. I know it. I picked on some kids when I was in high school. It wasn't physical violence, but I certainly knew who the easier targets were and who the people that were targeted more often than not.
Sure.
There were certain select people in the school that were targeted by a lot of people, and living life for them must really have sucked. And I'm not making an excuse for what they did. I'm just saying if it weren't for that sort of attitude on the part of a lot of American kids in high school, maybe we'd have less school shootings. That's all. You know, quit messing with kids. Quit beating people up. It's almost like you're defending the bullies.
You know what I say is the bullies, if you're saying that that's the case, then I say the bullies come to school with guns and shoot the kids that they want to mess with so that they don't come back to school and later shoot a bunch of kids in the process. The bullies should just finish
the
freaking job.
That makes a lot of sense.
No, what you're saying doesn't make any damn sense either.
What are you talking about?
Life is, you're going to get picked on, man, and it's the true metal of a man and how he takes it.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
So, okay.
Those kids were nuts, period, and they
and
got picked
they
on.
They probably would not have killed anybody if they hadn't been picked on.
Who knows?
That might be true, but someone could also make the case that, yes, these kids were nuts. Would they have killed those people if they hadn't played those video games? Because you know what? Most people, video games don't make a difference for. But when you're talking about someone who is nuts and can't tell the difference between reality and what's real and what's not... Mm-hmm. Someone could make an argument against video games in that way for certain people who can't differentiate real between what's
they
not
sure
real.
They sure do. They make that argument. Absolutely. But it's not a legitimate argument to ban video games.
And it's no more legitimate argument on bullies.
That's
either.
What I'm trying to say, exactly.
I don't understand.
You're making the argument that it's the fault of bullies. And he's making the argument...
I didn't say it was their fault. I just said it was a huge factor.
No, you didn't.
Yes,
you said,
I did.
You did not
you
say...
You don't play back the archive later.
I can absolutely say that. You said the reason. That is the what you said. And
it's
I say
the reason that was
is video
cited
games.
That was one of the reasons that was cited for why they did what they did.
Fine. And so you're listening to the words of madmen that, mass murderers?
Well, why wouldn't you believe what they had to say?
Well, why wouldn't you believe it was video games? They played them.
Because they said
it's about
that it
personal
was
responsibility, Ian, and you're not even giving those kids their own responsibility. You're not even giving them that much. They deserve the responsibility.
I think
responsibility.
You're putting words into my mouth.
No, you,
I didn't say
you
it was the bully's
reason.
Fault.
You
I just said
that
was the reason. That was their motivation for killing those kids.
Fine. The reason that they killed those
kids... You can
kids,
deny that if you want to, but, you know, that's... To me, that seemed to be a pretty
the reason they killed
fact.
The reason they killed those kids is because they're nuts. They
right.
couldn't deal with reality. They're sad
wouldn't you
little
agree that the,
men.
Okay, so I agree that they're sad little men, but wouldn't you agree that the bullies are also sad and pathetic as well at the
well,
same time?
Picking on anybody weaker than you is a very sad thing to do.
Well,
I
doesn't
mean,
the literature
pathetic.
Show that no one's just a bully, everyone's both bully, anyone who's a bully... Has also been bullied.
And bullied, yes. It's a cycle of abuse.
Sure.
So in that aspect, it's not unheard of. It's not what the Columbine shooters did isn't unheard of. They continued the cycle of abuse. It's just that they got a little bit more violent than their tormentors did. A lot more violent. And I think that, you know, don't discount the influence that harming someone can have on their psyche. It could have driven them down the path of insanity even further. They might have already been a little bit twisted, but that might have simply been because they were ostracized to some extent in elementary school. I don't know where it started for them. I don't know their exact histories of, you know, when they were the outcasts in school. At some point, it started. At some point, they were on the outside of the in crowd, and they started taking it personally, probably, you know, started wearing black or whatever it is that they wore as a result of that, which, of course, just promulgated the harassment even further.
Sure, I get it.
On just pushing them further down the road of insanity, eventually to the point of breaking where they snapped and came out and attacked people. I never said it was right. I never said it was justified. I'm just telling you the mentality behind it. That's all.
I get what you're saying. But if it hadn't happened with the bullies, if somehow we got rid of bullying in this world, which is never going to happen, and I feel that bullying helps make a man, quite honestly.
That's pretty lame.
It might break a few. But, you know, I think that largely
right, so break
a lot
a few
of
eggs, as long as it's all right, they'll kill
I'm
a
not,
few people
I'm not
in the
advocating
meantime.
Bullying, Ian.
You just said it was a good thing for a man.
No. I said that bullying can make a man. I also believe that, you know, that going into the military or being in prison can make a man, too.
We got to go to the phones. It's Daniel in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Daniel.
Yeah, you guys are talking about bullies, or what do y'all, I mean, are you...
We're just arguing.
You're on Free Talk Live, Daniel. What's on your mind?
Well, I was thinking about the truck out. You know about the truck out that was happening?
Yeah, what happened with that? We had one of the truckers call us, and I never heard anything about it. It was supposed to happen at the end of April, and I didn't see it. Anything in the news? What happened?
Yeah, I told a bunch of friends about it. I told coworkers about it. And so I was telling them, you know, you guys are going to have to look for alternate routes to get to work. This is going to be, you know, our, so to say, Boston Tea Party. It's going to be such a great, you know, just an American way to...
I'm sorry, Daniel, we're short on time. Do you know what happened?
No, but I do have a solution. I think what we should do is we should hire some of those day laborers to get some stuff done for us, because obviously we can't do anything, and I know that those guys get stuff done.
You know, you should call back sometime. Call back tomorrow night at the top of the show, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. I'd like to talk to you a little bit more about that, because we're really short on time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Toby.
Hi, Mark. What happened to the truckers, the truck out thing? Did you guys see any news? I didn't. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.